Flashdance. It's in the pocket when you really, really love it, when you fantasy becomes reality, living inside the imagination. It's in the pocket when you really, really love it, when you fantasy becomes reality, living inside the imagination. Flashdance. Paramount.
And now, on with side two, obviously already in progress.
And now, here is Mr. Bob Hope!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob, younger than springtime hope, telling you, I wish that I were short and bald and wasn't such a dandy, then maybe I'd win 8 Oscars like Mr. Mahatma Gandhi. Hey, did you notice last year it was Chariots of Fire and this year it was Gandhi voted best picture? I think it's great that the British invite us to their annual awards party, don't you? No, Gandhi, I finally found out the secret to winning an Oscar. Tomorrow I'm having my head shaved and getting fitted for a leisure sheet. No, Gandhi won because it was something new in the movies. A sheet with only one person under it. Gandhi is a great movie. In fact, the movie's so realistic they even put curry on the popcorn. A little sorry for Steven Spielberg not winning with E.T. For the 4 hours he was sitting there, he had nothing to show for it but the $12 million he made on E.T. while he was sitting there. E.T. didn't win Best Picture. Now he knows how it feels to get the finger. I'm not saying E.T. is sore about losing, but the next time you fly your kite, don't expect to get it back. Of course, the awards were a very traumatic experience for me. I finally got my hands on an Oscar and then had to give it to Mickey Rooney. No, I was very happy for Mickey Rooney, although I hesitated giving him the Oscar. It was taller than him.
Flashdance. Flashdance. Paramount.
You walk out there and music starts and you feel it.
Something happens when she hears the music.
There's something inside of you that just clicks and you're gone.
It's her freedom. It's her fire. It's her life. Flashdance. It's as hot as you can get. It's as far as you can go. Flashdance. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent. Original soundtrack available on Casablanca Records and Tapes.
Hi, I'm from Sherman Oaks, and I'm from Sherman Oaks, and I went and saw Flashdance yesterday. The dancing was so good, and the movie was really good, but the actress was really good. But I thought that they could have got a better guy to play the part, but he was pretty good, and I just thought that. Oh, the dancing was just marvelous. It was the best movie. And it's like Fame, I guess, really. It's like kind of a takeoff of Fame. Not really exactly, but it is kinda. And I just thought it was the best movie. It was just really good. It was the kind of movie that I think you should see. And even though I'm just a teenager, I went and saw it with my older sister, but I think that kids my age would enjoy it because it's a really interesting movie.
Flashdance. Paramount. Okay, that's the big old campaign we've been running. If you've been wondering what the heck was it, it was only our campaign for Flashdance. And by the way, it is as far as you can go. I haven't seen it at present time, so I'm going to go check it out tonight. And towards the end of these tape, I'll let you know what's happening on side two here. So I'll let you know what I thought about it. And you can go check it out. at the Hollywood Manhattan's Theater. Number is 464-8111. Okay? And let's see, what else, where else can it be seen? It can also be seen at the North Hollywood UA Movies, as a matter of fact, 766-4317. Anywhere else? No. Listen, you guys. Okay, I'm getting pretty mad. Let's see you try to root through a paper with all these numbers, and you just don't know which ones to read when there's 25, and you want to give the two most popular... Well, if what I'm trying to say is, if I'm not giving you good enough locations, if you want movie listings down in Northridge or Sherman Oaks more or Glendale or Taiwan, you just let me know and I'll read those off more often. And if you don't even want movie listings, which some of you don't, I won't do that either. Okay? Yeah.
I can always dye my hair.
Who dyes Dollface?
You're a client. It's one thing I've learned about clients. Dead ones don't pay their bills.
Is that what you think of me? Someone who pays you $10 a day?
That's right, Dollface. To me, you're just a meal ticket. How could I tell her that I was lying? I'd work for nothing just to be around her. To watch her hair bounce as she walked, smell her creamy skin, cradle her head on my shoulder, feel the slope of her waist, the curve of her back, and then gently caress her two beautiful...
Sorry. I just don't like being called a mail ticket.
Hi, this is Carlos from L.A. And I just caught on to your line for the first time a couple of weeks ago. I really don't have too much to say about the movie industry, Paul, because I don't really catch that many movies. But from what I've heard on the line from people who do catch the pictures, particularly the ones that are out today, it sounds very informative and to some extent, even a little educational. So keep up the good work, and I'll try to check in from time to time with my share. Thank you much.
Hi, Paul. This is Linda Powers from Sun Valley. I just wanted to call to say that I just saw The Outsiders for the fifth time, and it was really great. I mean, that's the greatest movie I've ever seen about the greasers and socias. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to say that I think the movie line's really great, and I want to say hi to all my friends out there, Jennifer, Dina, and Alina, who are listening. And have a great day. Oh, by the way, say hi to Christy. Bye-bye.
Hi, Christy.
Hello, this is Michael of Hawaii, and I've got a question for you listeners. Okay, here it goes. If someone sees Star Trek II on cable and roots to the villain, does that mean that he's pro-con? Now, if any of you have an answer for this, please leave a comment saying why.
Hi, everyone. This is Gloria from the San Gabriel Valley, La Puente to be exact. And I just wanted to say thank you, Paul, for your line. I like it. And thanks for playing the excerpts from the Academy Awards. I only saw about an hour of it, about the first hour of it, and I didn't get to see the rest of it. And I really appreciated the things that you played. I'm really glad Gandhi got this picture because I really was inspired by the movie, and I really think Ben Kingsley did a tremendous job, and I'm just very happy that it won. So I've seen it. I saw it in December, and I think I'll go see it again. Well, I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye. For the first time in close to 30 years, the 70mm 6-channel stereo version of Rodger and Hammerstein's immortal classic, Oklahoma, will be available in a movie theater. That's right, so it's coming out this Friday, April 29th, as a matter of fact, for a limited 2-week engagement at the Hollywood Egyptian Theater, that's UA Egyptian Theater, where it had originally premiered. Now, although Oklahoma is the most staged musical in the world, the film has not been in movie theaters since the 1950s. The Samuel Goldwyn Company will release Oklahoma in its original 70mm version with 6-channel stereo for the first time since the film's initial release. Oklahoma was actually shot in 2 different versions, one in 35mm and the other in 70mm. When Oklahoma has played decade, it has been shown in the 35mm version, but now Oklahoma has been brought back to its full glory. They have restored Oklahoma to its original Roadshow version. Well, that's good news, gang. So this Friday, Oklahoma at the UA Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, you can go check it out, and the number for information is 467-6167.
If you want to check out, I mean, a really good flick, you got to see Bad Boys. I mean, to see that a man, well, not really a man, but to see that a guy who through all his life he's committing crime finally learns the end. He has the willpower to learn and think before he does, instead of doing before he thinks. And it shows that at the climax of the film. And I think everyone should go see this flick. All right, it's been John Avancino. Take care.
And now, a special comment brought to you by
your number one network, Dual Phase.
Well, is this the Palmac Entertainment line?
Why, no, this is the Dan Dual Phase commercial spot.
Well, 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 this is Daniel over there at Dual Phase inviting you to a party May 21st at Farrell's on Van Nuys Boulevard in Van Nuys. That's right, Farrell's, 8 o'clock, May 21st. And we're going to be having a birthday celebration then in the evening. So be there, okay? Thank you. Do it, and goodbye.
Yes, Dan, I'm really looking forward to being there. As a matter of fact, gang, I'm going to be there myself at the Dual Phase party for your little birthday bash there. And yeah, if everybody can come down to that, I think it's going to be lots of fun because I hear that Dan's going to order a zoo from Farrell's. That's right. We'll all sit around and watch him eat it.
Yes, I never went and saw Gandhi, and I thought it was an excellent movie. Now, if I never go see another movie, it'll be even better.
But what he's trying to say is,
everything in life is mind over matter. Nothing matters, so never mind.
Wow. What did he say?
Al Bernay's wife isn't a lady or an armadillo. She's a pterodactyl.
Was she real? There was only one way to find out. But I remembered Marlowe's words.
What the hell does Marlowe know? She was real, all right.
What are you doing?
Adjusting your breasts. You fainted and they shifted all out of whack. There.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's going to do it this week for Paul Mack Presents The Movie Line, and I'm sorry I couldn't get to the show this weekend to see Flashdance and let you know what it was all about, but I heard from a friend that it was really good, a really good film. The music was excellent, the dancing was excellent, except the script was a little weak, but highly recommended. Good picture. So I'll let you know if I agree with that. And if you want to write to me, don't forget the P.O. Box, 2600 Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Give the Dual Phase Conference a try at 761-1330. If you're lonely out there and want to talk to somebody, don't forget to call DBS, the Decrepo Broadcast System, at 769-8880. And my good buddy Brian Feedback at 765-6000. So if you can leave a comment next Friday or Saturday, that would be greatly appreciated. We'll love to hear from you, and we'll roll it on our tape. And, y'all come back. Yeah?
Oh,
as you can see, we're just one big, happy family. Well, folks, this concludes our show. So thanks for bearing with us to the bear end and barrel around to see us again. What do you say, Sammy?
I say, y'all come back. You hear?
We hope that you'll be coming back again. That you drop in to see us now and then. We've done our very best to please with just the bare necessities. We hope that you'll be coming back again.
Come again. Come again.
Anytime.
The welcome mat is always out to see you. It's fine.
We hope that you'll be coming back again. That you drop in to see us now and then.
We had such fun, we're going to cry.
We just can't bear to say goodbye.
We hope that you'll be coming back again.
Y'all come back, yeah?
Don't forget to gather your belongings.
And your husband, too. It's been good to have you.
So long, folks.
Please stay on the line. This tape will repeat momentarily. Thank you for calling 213-761-3330, April 1983.